The unexpected Jesus, living today for Christ, trusting in God's timing. Today we turn to a verse that carries both wisdom and a call to action. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1, which reads, "Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring." This verse reminds us of a truth that often catches us off guard. We are not in control of tomorrow. The unexpected Jesus constantly challenges our assumptions about time, about tomorrow, and about how we live in the present moment. Life is fragile, it's unpredictable, and it's full of surprises. Yet, in the uncertainty of tomorrow, we find an invitation to trust in Jesus today. Let's explore how we can avoid the trap of boasting about tomorrow and instead live fully for Christ in the present moment. The uncertainty of tomorrow. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1 says, "Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring." The Hebrew word used here for brag is halal, which can also mean to boast or to praise oneself. It speaks to an overconfidence in our own plans and abilities. But the Bible constantly reminds us that tomorrow is not promised to us. James echoes this statement when he writes in James chapter 4 verse 14, "How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone." Imagine standing on the shore, watching the fog roll in during the early morning. For a few minutes, it obscures everything, but as the sun rises, the fog quickly vanishes as swiftly as it came. That's how fragile our life is. Here for a moment, gone in the blink of an eye. Now, I'm not trying to scare us, but to wake us up to the importance of today. The unexpected Jesus wants us to recognize that our time is not in our hands, it's in God's hands. Jesus, the Lord of today. When we cannot control tomorrow, Jesus offers us something better, his presence with us today. He meets us here in this very moment. One of the most powerful statements Jesus makes about his presence with us, we find it in Matthew chapter 6 verse 34. "So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." This teaching is an invitation to trust Jesus now. If we spend our lives consumed by what tomorrow might bring, we'll miss out on what Jesus is offering us today. The word worry here is merimano, which means to be anxious or overly concerned. Jesus is calling us to lay down our anxious striving and rest in his sovereignty. As the pastor and author Max Lucado once said, "No one can pray and worry at the same time. When we worry, we aren't praying. When we pray, we aren't worrying." Jesus calls us to release our concerns for tomorrow and be present with him today. Seize the opportunity to obey God today. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2 says, "Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." This verse is more than a call to faith. It's a declaration that today is the only time we are guaranteed. The Greek word for now in this verse is none, meaning the immediate present moment. God does not ask us to wait for tomorrow to serve him, to obey him, or to be transformed by his truth. He calls us to respond today. Think of a farmer who wakes up each day not knowing if rain will come, but still chooses to plant seeds. He can't control the weather or the harvest, but he can control what he does with his time. In the same way, God calls us to plant seeds of faith, kindness and love today, trusting him with tomorrow's harvest. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6, we are reminded to plant your seed in the morning and keep busy all afternoon, for you don't know if profit will come from one activity or another, or maybe both. Our role is to sow seeds of obedience today, leaving the outcome in God's hands. Boasting in Christ alone. The Bible calls us not to boast in tomorrow, but to boast in the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24 says this. This is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord. The only thing we can boast about with certainty is our relationship with Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is the only certainty in a world of uncertainty. Let's not boast about what we plan to do tomorrow, but instead live today fully surrendered to him. As Charles Spurgeon wisely said, our anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but only empties today of its strengths. When we focus on Jesus, our strength for today is renewed, and our anxiety for tomorrow fades away. In conclusion, living today for Christ. Proverbs 27:1 reminds us not to be consumed with thoughts about tomorrow. Jesus is the unexpected Lord of today, offering us peace, purpose, and strength in each and every moment. Let's embrace the gift of today, knowing that tomorrow belongs to the Lord. Ask yourself today, what step of obedience is God calling you to right now? Is it a conversation that you've been avoiding? Is it an act of kindness that's been on your heart? Is it stepping into a deeper commitment with Jesus? Jesus calls us to live for him now. Seize the opportunity to follow him wholeheartedly. Don't put off until tomorrow what God is asking of you today. As we close, I want to extend an invitation. If you haven't placed your trust in Jesus, today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2 says, now is the time of God's favour, now is the day of salvation. You don't need to have everything figured out for tomorrow. Just take the first step of faith today, trusting that Jesus will lead you each and every step of the way. If you're ready to invite Jesus into your life, then pray this with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminder that today is the day you have given us. Help us to live fully for you, trusting you with our tomorrow. Strengthen us to take steps of obedience today and to place our faith completely in you. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you, and may you be transformed by the truth of his word.